Blog Talk Radio.
It feels so good to make it this far. And I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said, surely this is it. But I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I failed, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen. For my life, I realize some didn't make it. I could have been one of the ones who lost my way. And there were times, Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Oh, but I'm still here. Oh, with my life, so for my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, hey, and for the moments that I know you kept me, yes, Lord, it was you. Me. So I thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized, but to see your face one day, God, I know it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me thank you for. I know it was you, God. I just want to take the time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I pray that that song ministered to your heart as it does to me each and every day, that I have an opportunity to listen to that song. Truly, I had to reach deep down today. I had to write a letter to the Lord. Dear God, I thank you for my life. That song ministered to a place in me that I can't even describe. I can't even express how it has ministered to me today. Do you ever have a song that really ministers to what you're going through, that really touches you in a place that nothing else can? Glory to God. I tell you, I needed that song to minister to me on today. Glory to God. Glory to God. How many know when the Lord, hallelujah, when he's in the plan, and he's directing and ordering your steps, please know that the attack is coming. Hallelujah. And it intensifies as God begins to open up the floodgates of heaven. As God begins to rain on your life, people of God, the attack, it intensifies. Hallelujah. I feel like I've been on the front line this morning. It felt like I just was thrust into it. You know how something come and just hit you unexpectedly? Glory to God. But I thank God for Jesus on today. I thank him, because he said when the enemy comes in like a flood, when it comes in like a flood, hallelujah, the Lord will lift up a standard. He raise up a standard. Oh, I thank him today. It's no good thing that I've done. But if it had not been for the Lord, God, I've got a testimony down in my spirit. If it had not been for the Lord, who was on my side, hallelujah, I don't care what comes. I'm serving notice on the devil today. If you didn't take me out 14 years ago, matter of fact, you didn't take me out 58 years ago, you have no power. And you have no authority today. I'm standing on the promises of God. Hallelujah. Jesus. You know, I felt so cast down in my spirit. I didn't even feel like, I didn't even think I had the strength to even come on this line this afternoon. Hallelujah. This has been one of the worst days that I've experienced in a long time. Hallelujah. But guess what? I am a fighter. One thing I've learned how to do, I've learned how to fight. I've learned how to fight, and I may have not won every battle. Hallelujah. But guess what? I was never counted out. Hallelujah. I was never counted out. Yes, I've slipped. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. I've struggled. Yes, hallelujah. I've had some weary days and I've had some weary nights. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But every time he counted me out, hallelujah, the Lord gave me some strength to get back up. Hallelujah. And dust off myself. Hallelujah. Get my composure again. God gave me strength to do it. Not my mother, not my brother, not my sister, but the Lord gave me strength. Rise up, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I couldn't disappoint my cousin today. Hey, she made a great sacrifice to come on this line today. Hallelujah. And I haven't talked with her, so she don't know nothing what I've been going through. I haven't talked with her in 2 days. Hallelujah. But I said, Lord, give me strength to get on this line today. Give me strength, Lord. To get on this line and do what you have assigned me to do. Hallelujah. God bless you. God, I bless you today, Jesus. Hallelujah. I bless you today. This is not no act. This is my life. Hallelujah. This is my life. Hallelujah. I'm not on here trying to manipulate and play with nobody's mind, because I have my own testimony. Hallelujah. You don't know like I know what he's done for me. I have my own testimony. I don't need nobody else's. I have my own experiences. I have my own scars. Hallelujah. I have my own disappointments. I have my own frustrations. Hallelujah. I don't need yours, but I have my own. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. But I bless him today because I'm here. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go forth as the Lord leads me. Today, hallelujah. I thank God I didn't even have time to pull up a bio on this awesome woman of God. And I want to tell you, I don't need a bio because I can tell you a little something about her, because she's been in my life for as long as I can remember. Hallelujah. But I bless the Lord today, and I'm not singing those sad stories today. Yes, I'm under attack, and I know many of you that's on this line, you're under attack too. But today was one of those days that I didn't even want to gather up no strength. I just wanted to say, forget it. Let me call somebody to hope. Let me call somebody to go on. Hallelujah. But you know what? You can't do that. Hey, Jesus, I've never been in the military, but I know one thing, hallelujah, you got an enemy that you're fighting every day. Hey, you can't tell your commander, you can't tell your chief, Lord, I ain't feeling good today. I can't do this today. I'm a little down in my spirit. I can't do it, Lord. I can't do that. Hallelujah. Guess what? They'll discharge me, and I don't want a dishonorable discharge. Hallelujah. I want the Lord to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Hey, hallelujah. I want him to know, hey, yes, I'm hurting. Yes, I'm going through. But guess what? Somewhere or the other, Lord God, you brought me through before, and I'm looking for you to do the same thing to do. Amen. So I thank him. I see Apostle Johnson on the line. Yeah, hey, I'm going to open up the lines and let him just open up with a word. I need some prayer today.
Thank you for everything you're doing in our life. We thank you for elevation in our life. We thank you, God, for everything that you're yet doing, God, because you're gracious and mighty and awesome. We bind up the hand of the enemy. We speak freedom to the atmosphere. We speak peace to the atmosphere. And we call to come under the subjection of the power of you. Father, we ask now, God, that you would have thine own way, God, that you would bless, that you would change, that you would move by your power and your spirit, that you would have thine own way, God, that you would not allow us to lean to our own understanding, God, but trust and depend on you. Our focus and our mind has been set, God, this day to hear a fresh rhema word from heaven. We won't allow distractions and blockages to get in the way, but we'll be like Job. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Father, we just thank you and we bless you and we excite you. God, we create an atmosphere, God, for a free course of the word to come through. No blockage, no hindrance. We speak strength to this leader, this great woman of God. We speak to you now. God, we speak, God, to the person that's about to bring forth the rhema word from heaven, oh God. God, you allow her to decrease and you to increase, God. Allow your Shekinah glory, God, to flow out of her like never before. Father, we need a move of you on today. We need to hear your word. This is an exciting chapter, oh God. There's so much that's in this chapter that can be told and spoken for on today. Father, we're asking now, God, that you would have thine own way, God, that you would just trust and depend the more on you, God. We depend on you. Our trust is in you the more. And, Father, we just give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. And it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Johnson. I truly appreciate you. Thank God for you on today. Thank God for all of you all that have joined us. I see Sister Ruby. I thank God for Sister Ruby because I talk with her sometimes, and she's been a big encouragement to me even on this morning. So I thank God for her. Thank God. I see Evangelist Cummins, Sister Barbara, Sister Carter. Even God bless you, Sister Donna. See, Sister Donna from Los Angeles, Sister Patrice, Ella Gates, and Minister Mims, and, oh, God, I just thank you all for tuning in today. I don't know, think I missed anybody. Sister Carter, Ella Gates, amen, and also another caller for Mary Code 209. I can't see who that caller is right now. Amen. Got a little blind situation going with these tears, but I thank God for you all tuning in with us. And I knew when we took on this this task to talk about the Acts of the Apostles, I knew attack was going to come. You know, I was expecting it, but it's okay. I'm okay. I'm still standing. Hallelujah. I haven't sinned. Hey, how you know no more shots out? You know the Bible says, be ye angry, but sin not. Sometimes you want to act like these heathens do. You know, you want to let them know, hey, I've been there too. Hey, you know, we all have a past, and we all got a background. Amen. We all even came into this thing with filled with the Holy Ghost out of our mother's womb. We didn't come in here like that. So we all are going to be under attack, and sometimes you feel like this flesh want to strike back, and that's why we got to mortify these members. That's why we have to fast and, you know, bring this body under subjection, you know, and this flesh, we have to take control over it. Amen. But even in the midst of that, you still want to, say, wait a minute, Lord, I'll do this. But, you know, you can't do that. But I thank God for what he's doing. I thank God for the wonderful opportunity to be on this broadcast. And truly, it's been a pleasure. And I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, it's something I enjoy doing. I wake up to it every day. So I talk about it everywhere I go. I tell people about the wonderful men and women of God that God has privileged me to meet, those that I've never met in person. And, you know, just thank God for Apostle Johnson. Elder Gates preached the message yesterday. And we just been going on in Jesus' name, and we're on the 19th chapter of the book of Acts, and it gives me great pleasure to have one of my mentors, one of my friends, and my confidant, and she's even my relative, and you know, she's younger than I am, and sometimes, you know, I gotta say, wait a minute, you know, but she has been a great inspiration in my life, you know, and I, you know, when I can't call my mother, or I can't call my sister or brother in the Lord, I can always call on Dodie, and I could be real with her. That's her nickname, but this is Prophetess Theodora Glover, and she is an awesome young woman of God. She ain't old. She's in her early 40s. I'll let her tell you if she wants to. early 40s, but she's been in holiness a long time, and she's been preaching and teaching the gospel all over the nation. Her ministry is, she has two ministries that she has, that she is the founder and overseer of, and that is Voices of Evangelism and also Dunamis Ministries International. She lives in Atlanta, Georgia, and I tell you, she is doing a great work in that city. And I tell you, if she tells you something, you can take it to the bank. She has been a young woman that has traveled, as I said, extensively, and she's been in some ministries, affiliated with some ministries, but her proudest moment and her proudest achievement is to be a child of the King. Amen. And she make no apologies for that. And though I like to apologize, I didn't pull up the formal bio on you, but I could tell them a little something about you. You know, she and I, you know, we're good friends. I talk to Dodie when I don't talk to my mother. I talk with her when I don't talk with my grandchildren. I talk with her sometimes before I even have a little talk with Jesus. Sometimes, you know, you just need that human body. You need that physical presence sometimes before you even take it to the Lord. You say, well, let me see what she think about it. So, you know, she's a woman of excellence. You know, she works in the Department of Branded Ministries, and she does an excellent job at it, and she don't take, you know, I pride myself on having a spirit of excellence, but she goes a little bit, she goes beyond me, because what I look at as being excellent, she might look at it and say, Adrian, nah, something is wrong here. So anyway, we have our little thing that we go through, but I love her dearly, and I appreciate the God in her, and I appreciate that the sacrifices she has made, and even helping me in my ministry, and even being there to support me with taking care of these children and what have you. Sometimes I have to talk to her, and she has to bring me back in. No, you can't do that. You can't do that. So that's the kind of relationship we have. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce to some and present to others our speaker for the hour, and that's none other than Prophetess Theodora P. Glover. Amen. God bless you, Prophetess Glover.
Amen. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. I certainly want to give honor to God, who's the head of all of our lives, as well as I want to say formally thank you to Evangelist Bernard for the invitation for today. Additionally, if there are any other ministers, bishops, fivefold ministry gifts on the line, respectfully I give honor to you and everyone else in the body of Christ who has gathered on the line today. I'm not going to be long or belabor the time, but I'm going to try to give point and leeway to what God has dropped in my spirit concerning the chapter that you're studying today. And it's a few points that I want to bring out, but I'm going to try to link it to a base here where we're going to end up. But it's actually, it's funny that I was given this assignment with this particular text, because it's one of my favorite chapters in the book of Acts. But we're going to start here at the top of the text, and we're just going to see how God moves and hear what he says. But I believe that when he's done, he's going to have spoken to us clearly, and then he's going to have spoken to us prophetically so that we can understand and know what God is speaking out of here. It's so full. This particular body of text is so full, but I'm just going to just try to take out what he gives me. So if you would start then with me at the Acts chapter number 19, verse number 1. I'm reading from the King James. I'm not sure where you are, but we're going to all end up in the same place. So it reads this way: "And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples. And he said unto them, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as even heard," watch it now here, "heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Into what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized you with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, being Jesus, that is, on Jesus Christ. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Paul had laid his hands upon them, they received the Holy Ghost. They spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. And he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. And when divers were hardened and believed not, watch this, they believed not, but spake evil that way before the multitude, he departed from them. He left that place, separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of Tyrannus. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. And God wrought special, watch this, special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs, aprons, and diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Watch this. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, root workers, sorcerers, evil witches, they took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus who Paul preached. And there were 7 sons of one Sceva, the 7 sons of Sceva, a Jew, and a chief of the priests which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? He asked until even a demon would have to try to identify, now, by whose authority do you work? Why? And the man said, in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. I'm gonna stop there. But what I'm gonna do is here, I'm gonna declare a word that comes here, and it's gonna tie in from the beginning of the text, and I'm gonna end along here where I stopped. It's amazing that we have denominations, primarily if you come out, if you're Unitarian or apostolic, if you will, we have built a whole denomination or premise on being Jesus or Jesus only. And here the text opens by the writer declaring here, now have you, watch this, received since you believe. Why? Because it's very necessary to be empowered with the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit, not just denominationally, but we, no matter what you are in your denominational belief, you should be empowered by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. Because if you seek to do real work and real ministry in the name of Jesus, you must be empowered and embody his spirit and his presence. So now you look here, and the text makes us to know that if you have believed in Jesus only but not yet been filled, If we go back to the books, I'll reference this from the book of Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. The Bible declares there in the book of Acts chapter 1, it says that after that, that the Holy Ghost has come, you shall receive power, his dunamis and exousia, you shall receive power to do what? To be my witnesses unto, watch this, to be witnesses unto Jesus Christ in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, uttermost parts of the world. So now you must be filled with his power in order to be witnesses unto Jesus to do the very work that God has sent you to do. Why? Because the Holy Spirit's power is going to allow you to operate in the authority that you need, so that as you come in his name, his authority, and you do signs, wonders, miracles in his dunamis, then now you have equipped all that the believers will need in addition to the teachings of God. So now the standard has been set in the opening of the chapter, but you have a question raised here in 19. Now you've been saved, but do you have power? Because you're going to need that power as we move down this particular text here, so that you can continue the work that God has called you to do. So now as they continue to proceed, this power that has been established by the laying on of hands of Paul the apostle here, and you see the disciples of God operating in nothing else other than full-fledged belief, power, and authority that God's word is his word. And so now when we know that Jesus is who he is, no matter what work of evil comes against us or we encounter, we know by the power and the authority of God that he can and will deliver us. Why? Because our face is set forward, believing that God is and will do all that he said that he would do. And so now, by my faith in believing in God, I'm going to be able to continue to move to my destiny in the direction that he's called. Now, watch him build the disciples even the more. As they're going here to do this work, they've been empowered by the Holy Spirit. They're believing in the way, in the mode of the teaching of their leader, and they're believing on this Bible like they did never before. But now they're going to face opposition, but the opposition is only going to be minimal, because it's going to be in their minds only, and it's going to be voided by the power of God and the word that they believe in. Because look at what takes place here. This is something amazing, and I'm going to go back to the text here to look. The Bible says here, then Paul said, John verily baptized you with repentance, saying unto the people that you should believe on him which should come after you, that you should believe on Jesus. Isn't it amazing that sometimes we can believe on everything but Jesus? We see everything around us, and we trust in everything that's going on around us in the faith of people. But you know what? The text led us to look at, we can't believe and trust in anything but Jesus. Because he is the one who's going to carry us, lead us, and protect us, and guide us along the way. So I need you to do nothing but believe in the one who's coming. His name is Jesus, the crucified Messiah, but the one that lives. So I need you to set your faith on believing in the one that will come, that has come, will come, and will return. So I don't want you to look at the situation or the circumstance by which you even stand in right now. I need you to believe on this Jesus, because he's getting ready to show us evidence of miracles, because they're coming. So now watch him now. He says this now. He says, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to move from there. But even after they heard the truth that had been preached, then they were baptized, and then they could receive this power. Because if you don't believe something, you can't even receive from it, and you will never see the manifestation of it. That's what has a lot of us paralyzed today, because we, watch this, we've heard the word, but we don't believe the word, so we can't receive the promises of God because we don't really believe that God will make a way. We don't really believe that he'll provide. We don't really believe that blinded eyes can be opened. We don't really believe that we'll see signs, wonders, and miracles that this book suggests. We just believe only that we can see right now. And we really sometimes don't even believe that, because if we really did, we would trust God more, and we would, watch this, articulate his word, stand on his promises. We're all guilty of it to a certain degree, because it's not always easy to walk by faith and not walk by sight. Sometimes we're paralyzed by our circumstance, but there's good news in this book right here, because it gives us the ability to believe and to hope against hope. So he keeps on pushing us here. And now, because we have to move with the text, and I'm going to hurry so I can let you go. But watch it now. So we're looking at people here, believers, saints of God, who are stuck. And they're saying, okay, now I've got to come out of this situation. I have something presented before me that can empower me and lift me higher. So as they believed, they were filled. He laid hands on them. They were filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But they were not finished, because they had to keep on walking with God, because they were to see something in a different light. And what were they to see? The signs and wonders and miracles of God. Because it's through the working of miracles through the hands of Paul, who had preached Jesus to them, laid hands on them, that they would receive power. The Bible goes on to say special miracles were wrought by the hands of Paul. The Bible says that because Paul believed so as a disciple unto Jesus Christ, that they came and they brought handkerchiefs and aprons, and they just laid them on his body, because if I can just get a touch from God, it wasn't a touch from Paul, but it was a touch of the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost that would cleanse every disease. And so you've got to know so much about the power that exists on the inside of you that you operate under the lines of the authority, that if you say and declare that a thing would be so, that it instantly becomes that. So Paul was declaring miracles, signs, wonders, healing, and deliverance. So now here, even those that were vexed and perplexed, if they could not even touch him, they said, just bring me back something that's touched his body, because I want to touch something that's touching Jesus. And so if I can touch something today that has been in touch with Jesus, my problems will be over. I might not really be able to get to you, but I just need a touch of something that will bring healing, deliverance, and direction to my life. Because these people were perplexed, vexed, and they were filled with demonic sources. So now watch this right here. The sorcerers would come as workers of evil. And so you have to watch it sometime, because everywhere there is truth, there's also a counterfeit of lie. So you have the sorcerers that was in town, and they were working against the man of God, and they heard of the miracles that were being wrought, and they, because they were counterfeit, they said, we don't need Paul. We can do this ourselves. And so the same thing he's doing, we can do it, and we can work along the lines of just what Paul is doing. So now what we're going to do is we're going to demand and that the evil spirits be cast out in the same name of Paul that he speaks of, this Jesus. Now, they didn't know Jesus. The Bible declares they were exorcists. They didn't know him. They were Jewish workers of evil. Evil root workers they were. But they practiced sorcery, and they practiced in the towns, not in the synagogues, but they practiced inside the towns. Because it's amazing sometimes that we are tormented as saints of God.
sometimes our evil workers and the witches that come to work against us, they really don't work in the same realm of God that you work in. But it's easy for them to look at what you do and think that you're doing it in your own strength, so they can do it in their strength. So they present it as if and though, well, if he or she can do it by the power of God, I know I ought to be able to do it. But it's damnably evil, because you can't wear another person's anointing and garment and think you're going to come out with the same results, because another person's anointing will never work on you. That's the problem that we're faced with in this day and time. We have so many people now operating under another man or woman of God's mandate in their gift. And these sorcerers came working out of their own intellect and will, trying to do the work of the man of God. But God sends him here as a witness to, watch this, that signs and wonders would be manifested, so that nothing that's going by, nothing that's moving, would be subverted in evil workers. So they come and they say, and I'm getting ready to close, I'm going to be really done here, but they come and they say this again: we want to cast out demons by the same name of Paul. We want to work under the anointing of this Jesus. But now, that look at God. He says, no man shall get the glory for what he does unless he's my own. And so now the demons had to stop and recognize that he had no power, because they declare, Jesus we know, Paul we know, but who are you? So the demons became irritated that someone who's powerless would come after them to try to cast them out and subvert the work of the Lord. So the demons get so irritated and agitated by what is fake and phony that they then attack the one who comes as a counterfeit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't you know that God is so concerned about you and the work you do as a believer, that if anyone comes to falsely accuse and attack the work that you do and stand against it, because you're in fellowship and relationship with him, he will allow the demons that are working against you to kill themselves. So he doesn't even have to come and stand against the root workers. He comes in and he sends, watch this, by the power of God, he sends an attack on the demoniac out by his own spirit. Why does he send the attack out? Because he knows that his purpose is to beat back every demon that comes against the people of God with no power, no authority, and no reason to be there. So he sends them out beaten, bruised, and naked. He whipped them until their clothes came off and sent them out fleeing into the street, because that is the purpose of God in this day and in this hour, to push out every demon spirit that has come against you until the point that they cannot even exist in our presence, in our space anymore. Because even demons recognize true power and true authority, and they knew that this is not the same power, this is not the same virtue that we have seen healed here. And then it's amazing that a whole person would come now. And then when they were working in the earlier part of the text with Paul here, the Spirit of God existed and rested so high in the place that they didn't even need the presence of the apostle. All they needed was a handkerchief that had been with him, because he had been in the presence of God. We must be able to recognize God power now. And everything that's a counterfeit, you ignore it because you know it's not God. The problem we've had in this day and time is that a lot of us still don't recognize the power and the authority of God that he has given us, that we walk in and that we should use to operate every day. It's this word that brings us deliverance and power. It's knowing that his Spirit will deliver us for the next level of the journey. The Bible says when Paul couldn't be heard in the synagogue, the Bible said he moved from that place into a place that he could be heard. Because there are people that hunger and thirst after the word and the will of God. We have to go with the cloud, not with the crowd. There's a purpose that God is moving us to in this day and time, that we will hear and see and know that the anointing that God has placed on us will only work in the place that he's placed us. We have to know that it's his power, his authority that moves us into this next level of glory. It's his prayer that must be prayed to bring deliverance for this next season. God's doing something. We've got to be in position to see it. We've got to know that deliverance is not coming. It's here right now. Not on its way. It's here right now. Why? Because God's word is true and it cannot lie. So when he says deliverance is coming, it's coming, but it's also now. Deliverance is coming, but it's also now. So it's now, and nobody will be able to work in the power and the authority and the anointing that God has given you. He's filled you with his spirit and let you know that you possess his power, and a demon's power can't work against my power because I run the demons out of town. So no man will be able to come up against the anointing that's true and valid and real, because he let you know today, I've cast out every counterfeit and I've sent them running out naked. So the only reason they can stay is because you don't want to cast them out.
All right.
So if you have the ability and have the authority to cast out demons and devils and walk with God and know that what you have comes straight from God, God says that I'm with you to do all that I promised you that I would do. I am God, who healeth thee, who delivereth thee, who binds up demons and devils, who rebukes the spirit of poverty, lack, and witchcraft. He said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up in judgment, thou shalt condemn. But we accept it as law, and it is not law, because God's word is true. Because he said, let God's word be true, and every man be what? A liar. But we've got to believe that it's true, know that it's true, and operate in the oracles of God, that we speak it, that we prophesy it, that we teach it, that we pray it, and that we receive his word to be true, to be law. And yes, we'll suffer. Yes, we'll cry. But in the goodness of God, we will come out resilient, and we will be platformed the way he would have us to do, because great things and deliverance is coming to the people of God. God's faithful to do all that he said that he would do, and he's faithful not just then, but he's faithful now. If he said a thing, he's going to do it. And the thing about God, he can't lie and he can't be embarrassed. So if he said it, he'll bring it to pass. And it won't be a devil left in town to tell that he was a liar. Why? I'll prove it to you. He says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will not be a liar. So he says, before he becomes a liar, I'll wipe out everything off of this globe, this terra firma. Earth will have no witnesses to tell that I lied.
Glory.
Faithful to do what I said that I would do, so you won't even be able to bring anybody to prove that his word is a lie. And that's how focused he is on us in this season. So walking through the text and looking even today, we see with clarity, not all with our proper exegesis today, but definitely not eisegesis of the text. This is clear to us that God has a promise to do what he said he would do. You see
disciples, believers, who had not been filled with his spirit, you see them be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. You see deliverance come. The scales are off of their eyes. They're moving in the things of God to a different dimension. And then in addition to that, they come back. And without any level of dispute, they see miracles, special miracles, signs and wonders. Where are miracles? Where are the signs? Where are the wonders? They are in us. To perform, if we can believe, on Jesus and his word. The same apostle that Paul was, you are. Why? Ooh. Because you are his men and women of God. Your fivefold ministry gift or gift in the body, gifts of administration may be different. But the same power and authority that was given to Paul has been given to us. It's our job to work it. Why? By faith, by word, and by deed. And we will see miracles, special miracles, signs, and wonders will follow us. Deshima, I said special miracles, signs, and wonders will follow them that believe. We must believe this word like never before. His word, and quote it back to him, and quote it back even when people don't believe. The Bible says men don't believe. Does that make the word of God of none effect? He has the responsibility of making a believer out of them. Your job is to believe him enough to act on it. It's his job not to be embarrassed. God is faithful and just to do all that he said that he would do. I said another man's anointing, another man's gift will not work against or for you. You've got to operate in all that God has called you to do. But you can work in all that God has graced, gifted, and anointed you to do. I thank God for you today. I'm done. God is faithful to do all that he said he would do. In Jesus' name. God, I thank you. I thank you for the word that you've given the people of God today. God, I thank you for the fragment that you've been able to allow me to just release today. God, I hope I've said something to lift somebody on this line that they may be encouraged, God, to go with you and to operate in all that you've called them to do. God, right now, let signs and wonders and miracles, special miracles follow these people, Lord God. I don't know what you've given them to do. I don't know the heart, Lord God, that they have for you right now and the need and the necessity for their ministries, for their lives, for provision. But God, right now, send a touch. Lord God, right now, that will destroy every yoke, God. I thank you, Lord God, that right now, Lord God, you're sending a touch, Lord God, through your spirit, through a handkerchief, Lord God, of spirit, Lord God, through touch of relationship, Lord God, right now. Provision out of nowhere, Lord God, right now. Let them know who they are, Lord God, in you right now. Lift them like never before, Lord God. Lift ministers and pastors like never before, Lord God. Touch them, Lord God, and root out, Lord God, everything that they need. God, I thank you, Lord God, right now for a special turnaround of miracles, signs, and wonders. Deliverance, Lord God, shall come. Lord God, right now, we thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders, Lord God, right now. A fresh release of your power, Lord God, in the name of a fresh infilling of the Holy Ghost in each person represented here, their families, whoever they touch, Lord God. Touch them and bring them up and raise them like never before. Lift ministries, Lord God, that seem like they're dying, Lord God.
Touch them, send provision, send a rain of wind like never before, Lord God. I thank you for power, I thank you for purpose, and I thank you for destiny right now. God, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke anything that be not like you, Lord God. Anything that be not like you, Lord God, we curse it, Lord God, forevermore till it dries up. And God, we bring faith into the picture. For these, your people today, God, I thank you, Lord God, and I declare and decree that it shall be so. In Jesus' name. I said, it shall be so. And God, I said, Akashe, God, I thank you that reports will come back, that God, you're doing it just like you said. I thank you, Lord God, that right now miracles will turn around in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for the victory. Amen. There's an Evangelist Bernard, I don't know. There's a gentleman, I don't even remember the man of God's name, so I'm going to ask you, but he's the pastor that prayed when we opened up the service, to open up the line today. Is he on the line?
Yes, he is. Apostle Johnson. Timothy Johnson.
Okay. His name is Apostle Johnson?
Yes. Timothy Johnson.
All right, good. Pastor, do you pastor a church?
Currently, I'm an overseer of a New Joy International Ministry. The Lord has kind of grounded me.
Okay, you can stop. Just stop right there. I don't mean to cut you off. Just stop right there. But this is just... I'm going to say right here. That's good. But you don't currently oversee a particular church right now? You don't pastor a church every Sunday?
No, ma'am.
Okay, that's where I want to get to. Okay, I'm just going to share this with you. And I don't really know, you know, all of what's going on with you. And I guess this is why the Lord just had me stop to ask that. But I'm going to prophesy this to you because you're going to see a turnaround in your ministry. I don't know all of the things that have happened, things have gone on. But I'm going to say this to you. God, I mean, literally, I don't really want to say too much, but I'm going to say this. God literally wants to turn your ministry around. That things are going to be so different for you. I don't know exactly how you've had to go and the way you've had to take, but God himself is concerned about you. And he's going to literally be able to stabilize you and anchor you to do a greater, broader work, to identify the call and to settle it to do the work. God has work for you, need of you, and work for you to do. But when I say God, no man, no people, no person, God himself wants to anchor you enough to turn your whole ministry and life around, concerned about you and the work of your hands that he's given you to do, so much so that people will be able to be lifted, guided, and protected by the things of God. Got to believe a different way, take a different approach, and I say God himself is going to lift you to greater things. Greater things in God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know whenever there is a prophetic word that comes from God, because I don't allow my spirit to stay open to everybody to speak into my life. But I know that that's from God, because God is dealing with me daily about ministry and what he's doing in my life, and that this is a new season, a new level that he's taking me to, that involves a lot of different things. And so truly I know that that is a word from him. I take that, I take it into my spirit, I receive it on this day, and I thank you for being obedient to the spirit of Christ and telling me what thus saith the Lord. I do honor God for that. I thank you for that tremendous word from the Lord.
Amen. Man of God, I'm telling you, God wrote you across my heart. My heart, I couldn't see you or anything, but just flat heart. I could see it. Like you just see it, and he would just begin to etch out things in my spirit for you. And I don't know if I came on this line for anybody today other than you, but I God had to send me. I don't know you, never heard of you in my life, but I just know that God wants to totally restructure, rearrange things for your life in ministry. And that's a word from God for you. I don't know you, but he knows us. And you watch God change things. You anchor yourself and begin to etch out all that shit. And I'm talking about discipline. We're disciples, disciplined people. You hunker down and begin to rewrite vision. Make it plain. They that read it upon the tablets, they that read it, write the vision. Sometimes people can't follow what they can't see. But write. I'm going to stop right there. God,
that's good.
On the-
that's good. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Evangelist Nard, I'm done.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Glover. That was a right now, today word, not tomorrow, not yesterday, it's for today, and truly nothing else I can say. I'm going to open up the line and get some comments from March. We have about 20 callers on the line, so everybody be considerate of one another. I'm going to open up Elder Gates, and also I'm going to go to Sister Donna and Sister Ballard. They are not regulars on the line, so we'll get some of the ones that don't come on frequently. Amen. God bless you, Elder Gates, and then Sister Don. Then we'll go down to the switchboard. Amen. God bless you, Elder Gates.
God bless you, Evangelist, and to the prophetess on this afternoon. We bless God for the word, and certainly there is much to be considered and much to be received from the word that was given on this afternoon, and as I said so often, and I don't mean to be repetitive because I don't have anything else to say, but I say it when I believe that God has spoken through His servants, and that word is this: whenever God speaks to us, He does not speak just for the sake of hearing His voice. He doesn't speak just for the sake of speaking, but He has something that He is trying to get over to His people. And it behooves us as God's people to listen to what God is saying, because there were some things that she kept reiterating throughout the time that she was ministering. And every time God begins to repeat something, it's not because God is lost.
Right.
It's not because God doesn't have anything else to say. It's because somebody needs to hear it, and they need to hear it, and they need to hear it. And they need to hear it. And it's like the word is like a hammer, and it's breaking a rock into a piece, and it's breaking rocks into pieces so that somebody's heart can receive and open up so He can speak to their life. And certainly none of us are above the word of God. None of us are beyond having a need to hear from God. And I just bless God for the woman of God as she allowed God to use her today. And I treasure the fact that you know, she allowed the Lord to just maneuver her in the text and let God just speak through her to the people of God. God bless you, prophetess.
God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. I'm going to Sister Donna, then Sister Ballard, and then Evangelist Cummings. God bless you, Sister Donna. So good to see you.
God bless you, woman of God. I just thank the Lord for you. This word was truly for me. She ministered definitely into my life and my spirit. Power against all evil. It just enlightened me on who I really am in Christ. It makes me want to stay steadfast into the word. Before I came back to work, you know, I was really a part of the broadcast. I didn't miss it, and I was so full of the spirit, and my power and my strength was there. And this is what I needed for today, because I feel like my anointing has been being watered down, like it's just been weakened, and just like the enemy is just really trying to toy with my spirit. But I know I'm a child of God, and I have power over evil, and just the word that she's spoken to my spirit today just strengthen me. Even as I sit here as at my desk, I've been tipping around the building just trying to just stay on with the broadcast, the things that I've been going through just to get this word in. And I know the Lord truly sent her, and I just thank the Lord for both of you guys, both of you women of God, and God bless you. And I want to come on every day. I need to be a full part of this ministry again, once again.
God bless
you. Jesus.
Thank you, Sister Donna. God knows what we have need of. God bless you.
Glory to God.
Amen, amen, amen. We're going to Sister Ballard. God bless you. And this is Sister Ballard. She's going to be teaching for us next Monday, February the 25th. It's her birthday, and she always liked to give something to someone on her birthday, so she decided to come. Not decided. She's blessing us with her presence, and she's a life coach, and she's going to be teaching us on next Monday. So we're going to take a pause before we finish this series on the Acts of the Apostles. So this is none other than Sister Deborah Ballard. God bless you, Sister Ballard.
God bless you, Sister Evangelist Bernard, and God bless you, Prophetess Glover. I have so enjoyed and appreciated what I have heard on the broadcast today. I just wanted to be here. I'm going to have to get off here in a minute, but I just wanted to say that, you know, we really should be walking in the power that God has given us. We should be walking in, you know, the devil, like the devil said, Paul, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you?
Who are you?
We should be walking that the devil knows our name, because we are walking under the anointing and the power that God has given us, that the devil knows who we are. You know, so I find that we're oftentimes not walking in all that we are in God. You know, so this just blessed my heart and blessed my spirit. And, you know, I know my endeavor is that I want the devil to know Paul I know, Jesus I know, and that's Deborah. You know, so I'm just grateful for your word today. God bless you, Evangelist. God bless everybody that's on the line, and God bless you, Prophetess Glover.
God bless you, dear.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Ballard. Amen. We're going to Evangelist Cummins, and then to Sister Ruby, and then to
our
Sister Patrice is up at the top.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Cummins.
God bless you. I just want somebody to say praise the Lord to you, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
That's Lord. Rocky. You remember you left her, that customer of yours, you left her with me. I'm still doing her hair.
Yes,
and it's all the way down her back.
God bless you, Miss Rocky.
You.
You're still going
I love
to
you.
Get your hair done. God
I'm
bless
so
you.
Proud
I'm getting
you.
Into some capable hands. That's one of my old customers. I was working in a salon with Earlene. Oh, that's been 17, 18 years ago. And Raquel was one of my customers, and she continued on and has been a faithful client of Sister Cummins.
That's
good
right.
To hear your voice. God
you
bless you.
The Lord. That's
wow.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I want to thank and praise God for what I heard today. And it was anointed. And I thank God for what she used, how she said we have to have power. That's what we need, power of the Holy Ghost. That after the Holy Ghost come of you, you shall have power. And that's what we need. That's what's missing today. And like she said, not denominational, but it's about the power of the Holy Spirit, the evidence that it's working in your life, that miracles can take place. And this is what the church needs now. They need some miracles taking place. They need some of these things that were done by the Acts of the Apostles, that people can believe miracles being done. And this is what I'm seeking in the name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Glover. God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and all those that are on the line. God bless you. And I mean to do the will of the Lord. That's my desire. And I want power to go out. That's my prayer.
Right.
That I go out and win souls for the kingdom of God. Not just standing in the pulpit preaching, but out there on the street and witnessing any way that I can, that I might draw people into the kingdom of God.
That's it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Commissioner. Thank you so much for letting me hear Raquel. Oh, what a blessing. That's been lifting my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
She has certainly been faithful. I've been gone out of L.A., 15, 16 years. God bless you. Amen. We're going to Sister Ruby, and then we're going to go up to Sister Patrice, and then I'm going to get to the rest of you all. So hang on in there. Amen, Sister Ruby. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. Praise the Lord, everybody, Evangelist Bernard and Prophetess Glover. It's just a blessing because everybody that brought this word, the Lord has given a message to his people. And I feel like my message was to examine my own self and see whether I am have power to do his will and what's hindering me that I can't do his will. So I just thank the Lord today for your message and the anointing that the word has sent. So praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen, amen. Sister Patrice just dropped off, so we're going to Sister Carter, then Sister Barbara. God bless you, Sister Carter.
Praise the Lord for saints of God. I truly enjoyed the word that was ministered under the unction of the Holy Ghost, the power of God. I mean, you can feel the power. You can, oh, my word, it was so wonderful, and it is so true. The truth, once you hear the truth and you apply it to yourself, hallelujah, you know that's the grace of God. And I thank the Lord for this evangelist's book, and oh my goodness, God is good. So I have to say God is good, and he brings his message to the people. So the people that know the truth, he is coming, and he needs to apply every word to ourselves. And just bless him. Just bless the Lord. Thank the Lord to you and everyone else.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Carter. We're going to Sister Barbara, then I'm going to go to Lady Carol Stafford. And then I have another caller, 209 number I'm not familiar with. And is that Sister T? No, she dropped off. Amen. Amen. Sister Barbara, God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Evangelist Bernard. I thank the Lord for the word today. And I say praise the Lord to all the saints. It was a great message that the Lord sent through today for us. And I pray that we all will take heed and listen to the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Barbara. We have another call, area code 209. The last four of your numbers is 4624. Can you greet us?
Praise the Lord. First, giving honor to God, to Evangelist Bernard, Evangelist Govler, and to all whom honors do. I so greatly appreciate God for what my ears have heard today. I thank God because I've been in such a, my life has been in such a whirlwind. I mean, some days I don't know whether I'm coming or going, but I thank God for his word. I thank God for being so faithful. I really thank and appreciate God for being so mindful of me. And I thank God because this word just really encouraged me today. It just gave me that push to just want to keep on going on and fight and just see what the end is going to be. I've been married for 20 years, and for the last past few years, it's just been such a rocky, it's been so rocky, and I've been struggling with my husband with drugs, and I was so distraught the other day, I didn't even know what to do. I was just devastated. You know, it's like my world is just coming to an end. I feel like the walls is just coming in on me, but I thank and appreciate God for when I was down in a stoop, and while I was so distraught, I just could hear the voice of the Lord say, just praise me. And right in the midst of what I was going through, I began to praise God. And when I began to praise God, it's just like the whole atmosphere in my home began to change. And I appreciate God for that. And I thank God for allowing me to come on the air today and to hear the word, because I know that that was just for me. It was. I have to receive that because I remember about 10 days ago today, I was listening in on a Sunday morning prayer, and I could hear Mother Spake. She was praying, and she was talking about that miracle in 10 days, and I said, well, I'm going to receive that for me. And I thank God today. I am looking for a miracle. I'm expecting a miracle. I'm expecting God to do something so great today. This day is not over with yet, and I'm looking for God to do above and beyond what I could even think or ask. I'm expecting a great miracle to transpire this day in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hey, thank you, God. Hallelujah. God is going to do it, too. Amen. Lady Stafford, God bless you, Lady Carol.
God bless you, woman of God, and to the speaker of the hour. I tell you, I'm so spiritually jealous over here, I don't know what to do. I got on link, and I tell you, I feel the presence of the Lord in this car with me. just from the testimony, than the phone that had been ringing in my spirit for the last 2 weeks. I'm walking in authority. That's all I've been hearing. I'm walking in authority. And the different ones was talking about the miracles. I said, Lord, I said, you blessed me to write this song. I'm expecting miracles every day when I pray. They're going to come my way. Glory to God. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of not things not seen. I'm expecting a miracle. Glory to God. And I just thank God because I tell you, hallelujah, I feel his presence now. And the woman of God definitely had the message for today, and it's to keep us. It ain't nothing that we just throw around because that's what the Holy Ghost is for. We love to think it's to jump, shout, holler, skip. No, it's to change the atmosphere, to bring us to a new paradigm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, to take dominion and walk in that purpose. And I tell you, I'm demanding and decreeing and declaring a change in my life and everywhere I go and everybody else's life. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. We're going to go to Evangelist Brucella and then to Minister Mims. And I think that's everybody. A few have dropped off, but I think we would have covered everybody. God bless you, Evangelist Brucella.
God bless you, woman of God. Truly, I enjoyed what I heard. I am so sorry I just got in at the half part of it. But what I heard, I enjoyed it immensely. The word of God is medicine to my soul, and especially now, these last and evil days, I need every bit, every drop of the word of God, and I take it humbly. I receive the word humbly. Praise God. Prophetess, God bless you. My prayers will continue all for you and your ministry.
Thank you so much.
God, for this word and the word that has went forth. And I'm glad I caught what I heard. I came in kind of toward the end, but I could still hear you, and I heard the word that came forth. God bless you tremendously. Amen to you, prophetess. And back to you, evangelist.
Amen. Amen. We're calling the Minister Mims. God bless you, Minister Mims.
God bless you. Praise the Lord to everyone that's on the line in their respectful places, giving honor to God who's first in my life, giving honor to the apostle that brought the word, to Evangelist Bernard, to everyone in their respectful places. I thank God for that word, that woman of God. She brought the word, and it is so true because there are so many people operating in gifts that are not theirs, that are not their calling. And then people, you know, when they ask you to do something, they expect you to do it the way that they do it. But if it's not your anointing, is not going to come out that way. So I thank God for that. And we just have to stick with what God has given us to do and to do it to his glory and not to man's glory. So, woman of God, I thank you for that word. And I just tell you, be encouraged and continue to speak the word of God the way that God has given it unto you in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. She said another man's gift and anointing only work for you. But God has given us all gifts and all talents, and it's so much work to be done. I don't know why we would be envious and jealous of one another's anointings and one another's gifts. God has deposited something in each and every one of his children. Amen. For us to come together and perfect one another until we all come into the unity of what he is calling for. You know, ain't no little eyes and big U's. Amen, amen. So I thank God for Prophetess Glover for that word on today. And I'm going to ask, before I bring her back for final comments, I'm going to ask Elder Gates to just pray for this woman of God that's doing a work down in Georgia. She's been under attack also. Please know that she's not void and she's not exempt from the attack, but she's still standing. So I'm going to ask Elder Gates to offer a prayer where God would replenish that which have gone out of her on today. God bless you, Elder Gates.
Father, we do thank you for your goodness and for your kindness and for the multitude of your tender mercy. We thank you, O God, because, God, we can trust in you. God, whenever we call, you always answer. God, we thank you, God, because whenever we speak, God, you're always ready to listen, hear, and act on our behalf. We thank you, O God, because your hand is not short that it cannot save. Neither is your ear heavy that it cannot hear. We thank you, God, because when you speak, yes, Lord, things must come to pass. When you say, yes, Lord, you are not a man that you should lie, neither are you the son of man that you should repent. If you say it, God, you perform it. If you speak it, God, it comes to pass. We thank you, O God, because we can trust you to be our healer, our joy, our peace, our song in the midnight. We thank you, O God, because you give angels charge over us. We thank you, O God, because angels are ministering right now to the heirs of salvation. And even this woman of God, I thank you, God, that angels are being discharged from the heavenly realm in the name of Jesus. They're getting busy in her camp. And, God, they're commanding everything to come into order and to come into line, God, so that this woman of God can perform and act in the things, God, that you have set out in her path so that, God, she will bring success to the kingdom of God so that you can bless her house, so that you can bless her life, so that you can bless her ministry in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that you're elevating her, that you're strengthening her, that, God, you are planting her, God, where she needs to be, where her voice shall be heard in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, that her voice is becoming like a trumpet. Yes, Lord. I thank you that her mind, Lord, is being opened to revelation knowledge. Yes, Lord. I thank you that her spirit, yes, Lord, hallelujah, is ushering out the anointing in the name of Jesus. I bless you, God, because, God, when she speaks, God, change are falling. When she speaks, yes, Lord, broken hearts are being healed. When she speaks, yes, Lord, the backslider is coming home. When she speaks, hallelujah, God, sinners are coming, God, under the conviction of the Spirit, God, unto salvation. Yes, Lord. And I thank you, God, that the prophetic word in her mouth, God, is being sharpened even right now, God, so that you give her sight beyond sight, hearing beyond hearing, so that she speaks the mysteries of God, and they shall come to pass speedily, hurriedly. God, as she speaks, things are being performed, and God, things are being perfected. And I bless you, God, for whatever is going on in her life. I thank you, God, it is making her, that it is shaping her, that after she has suffered a while, you will strengthen, establish, and settle her. And so, God, nothing shall be able to move her, for whatever she has sown in tears, she shall reap in joy. And I bless your name, and I give you praise, God, and I honor you, God, for what she shall do. And I speak, God, to the spirit of this woman. I speak, God, to the anointing of this woman. Yes, Lord, even that depth of the anointing that has yet to be tapped. Yes, Lord, I thank you, God, that even right now, hallelujah, God, that even right now, during her prayer time, she's going to go into the secret place. Yes, Lord, and the anointing is going to begin to flow. She's going to feel and sense and hear and smell even your presence. Yes, Lord, she's going to understand mysteries that she was wondering about years ago, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, that you're surrounding her with favor like a shield. Yes, Lord. I thank you, God, that everything, yes, Lord, that her heart has desired is coming to pass in Jesus' name. And it shall be speedily, and it shall be today in the name of Jesus. And God, I bless you, God, for whatever, yes, Lord, whatever her heart has desired, yes, Lord, her family, God, her ministry, her finances, God, whatever it is, God, you are making it good. Yes, Lord, you're making it very good. You're making it very good. You're making it very good. Yes, Lord, you're making it very good. You're making it very good. Yes, Lord. And I thank you, God, for the power of the word that comes from her mouth, God, because you honor everything she says. You honor everything she says, and you do not let one word that falls from her mouth fall to the ground. But, God, you send angels to pick up her word, yes, Lord, hallelujah, and carry it into the future so that, God, when the manifestation happens, yes, Lord, hallelujah, God, it is to your glory and to your honor. And, God, people will know that this woman is a prophet of God. These people will know, God, that this woman has been sent. Yes, Lord, by you, God, to do wonders in your name. Yes, Lord. And I thank you, God, because you said in your word that they that know their God shall do exploits. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And God, I thank you, God, for the ministry that is coming to pass. And I thank you, God, even for the trial that has made her strong, even for the trial and the test. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. That has had her held
seemingly captive of God. I thank you that right now you're breaking her out. You're breaking her out. You're breaking her out. You're breaking her out. Even right now, yes, Lord, the shell is coming off. Yes, Lord. I thank you that even right now, hallelujah, God, she's about to, God, be elevated in the spirit. Yes, Lord. So that, God, she mounts up with wings as eagles. Yes, God. Hallelujah. She runs and not get weary. She will walk and never faint, God. Hallelujah. Because she has trusted in you, the God of her salvation. Because she has known you, God, in the secret place. Because she has known you, God, in the secret, in the dark hours. Because, God, she has told her secrets to you. And, God, you have remembered her. Yes, Amoboshiah. You have remembered her. Yes, Lord. You have remembered her, God. You have remembered her, God, because she stayed faithful. You have remembered her, God. You have remembered her, God, and you have not forgotten anything that you promised. And, God, I bless you right now. Hallelujah, God, because everything, hallelujah, is going to be made beautiful. She's getting beauty for ashes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. I thank you for beauty for ashes. Yes, Lord. I thank you for beauty for ashes. Yes, Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah, that the anointing of God, hallelujah, God, will be so evident and so strong and so powerful on her life, God. Hallelujah, that it will not have to be seen. It would not have to be told who she is, but God, everyone will know that this woman of God, hallelujah, walks in authority in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, hallelujah, for everything that is being done according to her life. Now, God, I pray and I ask you, I beseech you in the name of Jesus Christ that you do everything in your heart according to this woman of God in the name of Jesus, so that, God, she will find a place of pleasure at your right hand in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, hallelujah, for all things done, and we call it so. Yes, Lord, it is so, and it cannot be otherwise. Yes, Lord, and your answer is yes and amen, and we believe you for it, we trust you for it, and we praise you in the midst of it. Hallelujah, God.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you, Elegant. Hallelujah. My sister, she was the only one on this. She's at work, so she probably can't say anything. So I'm going to turn it back into the hands of Prophetess Glover. And we just thank you, Prophetess Glover, for sacrificing your time today to come and share the word of God with us. Truly, our hearts have been enriched today and has been inspired. And I know that I have been encouraged with this word on today. So back you.
Amen. I'm not going to be long. I just want to say thank you to each of you again as well, your host, Evangelist Bernard. And just I'll leave you with this. If you would just continue in faith and go in God, trusting in his power, his authority, his spirit, because I say that everything that we do now is going under the power and the authority of God. As you go, he's going to be with you to do all that you need to do. And so I hope that someone has been encouraged. I've heard that several have, and I hope that you'll continue to be encouraged in Jesus' name. And I'm going to say this. I know it probably seems like it, and I don't know if the man of God has gone off for some reason. I can't remember his name, but Pastor Adrian, you'll know. But the man of God that I was prophesying to earlier, and God's going to do great things for everybody, but I'm telling you, in my spirit, it's just like, I mean, like never before. And when I say it, I don't just say stuff to say it. I say it because God is so interested in doing it. But when I say a great change for your life and ministry, for the good God is going to do for him, even if he's gone. Adrian, you reiterate that word.
No, he's on the line. He's still on the line.
He's on the line. Okay, God is still speaking to you, the man of God, that God's going to do great things for your life and ministry, great change, great turnaround. God is going to do for you. Be encouraged and go in peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you all for tuning in. Truly, we have had a great audience today with a great word from the Lord. Amen. If it wasn't but one or two people, the word of God is powerful. It's quicker than any two-edged sword, and it will always accomplish what God has sent it to do. Amen. So we want you to know, again, I want by way of announcement, we want to, again, let you know Evangelist Priscilla has a prayer line Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So please
call in and support her. And this Friday, I'm going to be on a radio station out of Connecticut, WDJZ Radio. Amen. So that'll be at 9:30 Friday morning, 9:30 Pacific time, which is 11:30 Central time and 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. So the number, if you all want to call in and support us in this radio interview and engagement, you can do so. The area code is area code 203-367-4395. Once again, that's 203-367-4395. Amen. And also, don't forget, on Monday, we're going to take a break and we're going to be pausing from these last couple of chapters left in the book of Acts. Amen. So on Monday, we're going to have that February 25th. Sister Deborah Ballard, who is a life coach, will be with us, and she's going to be just teaching us on how to choose us. A really profound topic, choose me. Sometimes we're so busy doing things for others, and we forget about ourselves. So Monday, this coming Monday, she will be our speaker. So we don't know what the rest of the week. I have to get confirmation from a speaker for Friday and also for tomorrow. So tune in early. You never know who's going to be on the line. Amen. I know one thing. It will be somebody that has been ordained of God with the word for us in this season. So we thank God for each and every one of you all that have tuned in today to join us. We certainly thank God for Sister Donna calling off her job, and certainly she was definitely calling in more regularly. And I know when you have to go to work, you got to go to work. So we thank God for it. We certainly thank God for Prophetess Glover again, and thank God for all of you. So God bless you. We're going to go to Dawn.
Yes.
Amen. Are you able to have a comment?
No, I don't have any.
All right. Amen. That's my oldest sister in Irving, Texas. I thank God for her. She's on this line supporting us each and every day, just like many of you. So God bless you all. We're going to go to Elder Gates. And if Prophetess Glover didn't want to close us out, we'll go to Elder Gates and let him do our closing prayer. Amen. God bless you all. Elder Gates.
Amen. Father, we thank you again for your goodness. We thank you again for your kindness. We thank you again for your word. We thank you, God, for each person, God, that has fellowship with us around your word. We pray, God, that that word of God that was sown into our heart will bring forth fruit a hundredfold unto your glory. Now, God, we pray that the peace of God that passes understanding will guard our hearts and our minds by Christ Jesus. We pray, oh God, that every person, God, will meditate on your word day and night, and we shall be like trees planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth fruit in our season. And we thank you, God, for whatever you're about to do. God, we sit in anticipation and expectation, God, for your glory, so that we can praise you even more so, God, with all of our mind, with all of our soul, with all of our heart, and with all of our strength. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Bless Evangelist Bernard, God. Bless every person, God, that is connected to her in Jesus' name. Bless her sister, God, that is awaiting trial. Bless, God, every person that is connected to her life. And, God, whatever the problem, whatever the struggle is, I thank you, God, that a testimony is coming. I thank you, God, that the glory of God is coming. And I thank you, God, that whatever, God, that whatever the tears were for, yes, Lord, you are turning them from tears of sorrow into tears of joy. And I bless you, God, that whatever she has sown in tears, yes, Lord, she shall reap in joy. Yes, Lord, and I thank you, God, hallelujah, that the tears, yes, Lord, will be replaced with a smile and with laughter. I thank you that laughter will become like medicine to her soul. I thank you, God, that she will understand, hallelujah, God, what the purpose was, yes, Lord, so that, God, she can perform, yes, Lord, in the ministry, God, to a greater effect, yes, Lord, for God, for what you have for her, God, in the next step. in the name of Jesus. And God, order her steps, guide her path, guide her way in Jesus' name and for his sake. And God, we pray, God, your blessing upon this ministry. We pray, God, finances and prosperity. We pray, God, that whatever is the vision of her heart, yes, Lord, that it shall come to pass. And God, not many days from now, it shall begin to come to pass. It shall begin to bloom and to blossom, yes, Lord, and so that it shall be sustained and be like a tree, God, with roots that are deep in the earth. Yes, Lord, that no storm, that no wind, that no rain could uproot this tree in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, hallelujah, God, that whatever the cost, yes, Lord, it will have been worth it. Yes, Lord, when she looks at the fruit, when she tastes of the fruit, when she eats of the fruit, God, and when she offers that fruit unto you, God, because we're doing it for your glory. We're doing it, God, hallelujah, God, that you might be glorified. We're doing it, God, that somebody somewhere, God, in far and foreign lands might hear, God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. But, God, you gave us this commission. You gave us this assignment. You gave us this charge to go into all the world, and we took you seriously at what you said. Yes, Lord, now undergird us and sustain us, God, as we attempt to perform your will in Jesus' name. And, God, we will glorify you and we will praise you, God, because of what you're doing in this woman of God's life. God, we celebrate you in Jesus' name. And God, we agree in the spirit, God. And we come against every evil spirit, every talking spirit, every whispering spirit, God, that will speak otherwise. Yes, Lord. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We cast it down and cast it out. Hallelujah. We break its power. Hallelujah, God. That the word of God shall be established. It shall stand. And God, it shall prosper in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Hallelujah, God, in Jesus' name, it shall be so.
We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Tomorrow we'll be on chapter 28. In every one of these chapters in this book of Acts, they are profound, and they're speaking, God is speaking prophetically to us today. And every day we come on this line, a prophetic word is always spoken, because every word of God is prophetic, God. Hallelujah. When we say prophetic, hallelujah, it means it's coming to pass. Hey, everything you speak will come to pass. It will line up according to his word. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. So we thank you. Have a beautiful day. I'm going to continue to just bless the Lord. Hey, I'm going to close out with encouragement.
Have to speak victory during the
just